I'm Kaya.
And I'm Aspen.
And we're Burning the Disco Down. Hey guys.
Hey guys. Welcome back to our podcast. Sorry that we missed a week.
We apologize. I forgot we missed a week.
It's been crazy over here. Also, just like with how much was going on with Tortured Poets, like I needed a second to digest the album, honestly.
Yeah.
And just like not worry about speaking about it, even though we had two episodes about it, which you guys should go listen to. Yeah. We've been busy, but we're back and we're better than ever. Kind of.
Are we? That's up for debate.
So much has happened since we last talked. And so today's just going to be like a update about the Eras Tour, the Met. We're going to redraft the album because we redrafted the album before the album came out. But then like, mm-hmm. obviously she released 31 songs and we didn't draft all the songs. So we're going to redraft, which will be fun at the end of this episode. So stick around. But first, we're going to go into our segments. The first segment that we have is the Girls That Live in Delusion. And this is kind of just like our life update. And yeah.
Do you want me to go first?
Yeah, go right ahead.
Okay. I went to Red Rocks this weekend for the first time since my windshield was shattered.
Love.
Faced my fears. It was really funny
because
when we were there, I was like, there's the room I hid in.
The tour.
No, literally. We walked right past the medic office and I was like, that's where I was hiding.
Oh my God.
No, it was good. I was a little scared because on the drive up there, the sky was a little dark. And yeah, I had a good time though. It just like sprinkled kind of, like it wasn't too bad. It was very cold, but otherwise I survived. So successful trip to Red Rocks for the first time since the hail incident.
Yay. We all clap for you.
I know.
You're so brave.
Had to get it out of the way. That's before fun, though. Bleachers.
Yeah, we're going to bleachers. We're so excited. I feel like I really need to like listen to the album more.
Same.
Because I just know like the singles.
Yeah, I have like
want to know more of the songs.
My like couple that I listen to, but I haven't.
Yeah,
like, yeah.
Spent. I really hope that they play like their other album too.
They definitely will.
I love their other album so much. Yeah,
I know.
What
about you?
Okay, the other thing that we have to talk about is we never talked about Denver Taylor Fest because we missed.
Oh my god! Yeah, why we missed a week.
So that'll be my life update because I don't have anything else to say. But okay. We had Taylor Fest in Denver and we had it was Tortured Poets themed, and which first of all was so fun because we made it like a funeral, so everyone had to wear black. Well, didn't have to,
they suggested.
Could choose to, yeah, but most people did, and it was so funny. Like we literally were like, this is a funeral of like lover and like, you know, just Tortured Poets vibes. And we started the show by carrying, or should we say this or not? Like, are we going to do it again? Should we spoil it?
Yeah, we already posted it.
Okay. So we started the show by carrying out a coffin and then putting the British flag over the coffin and then playing So Long London with like a single spotlight on that moment. And then after So Long London, we went into I Can Do It With a Broken Heart. And it was one of the most iconic moments of my life.
It was crazy.
That was like top five greatest moments of my life.
No, yeah, it was crazy.
Like Taylor's giving theater, but like we're giving theater even more.
Yeah. Yeah, it was really dramatic, but it was so funny. Like seeing everyone's reactions.
It was like, yeah, it was so funny. And it like we weren't on stage, so we couldn't see like anyone like reacting, but I could hear some laughs.
Well, so. You were behind the table. I was peeking out the curtain. I saw everybody's reactions.
Okay, true. I never asked how were the reactions.
At the beginning, like, everyone was like, fine? Everyone was like laughing and like recording it at the beginning. And then like there was some parts where they were all just like chatting with each other until like it was like the, you know, the most important like, parts of the song. Yeah. Which is why we did it that way, because we were like, if we're out there on stage, it's going to be so awkward for like some of the slower parts.
Yeah, just
parts.
Like a slower song. Get people like ready to dance, and then like I Can Do It with a Broken Heart. It's like the perfect like pump up song.
Yeah, like that has to be our intro song every time we have a Tortured Poet yeah. show. Like,
yeah, what else like is it was perfect.
Be? Peter.
So if you guys come to Little Rock, if you guys come to Little Rock on May 25th at the Hall, which you should if you're there, you're gonna see that again probably.
I know at least one of you is there because you've DM'd me about it before, so you better come.
Yeah.
Also,
wait, Kai, I have something to tell you.
Oh God, I'm scared.
I'm afraid. Okay, I can cut this out if you want.
Okay, you have to say it now. I'm so
but I
afraid.
I kind of don't want to. I'm it's so not that scared. Big of a deal.
Okay.
Last night, first of all, I never remember my dreams. Like, okay, this is my life update. I never remember my dreams. Okay. Oh, and last night, I had a dream. It was the weirdest dream of my life, okay? First of all, I would like to preface this by saying it's about the Little Rock security guard.
I figured. That's why I was like, oh, God.
Because we were talking about Little Rock. But I would like to preface this by saying, like, we don't, like, I don't know why this was in my dream because it's not like we've been, like, talking about it or anything. Like,
no.
There hasn't been, like, a lot of new updates. Like, it literally just,
no, like I text in the group chat every time. Yeah, like, we don't talk that
frequently. Yeah, like, it's, like, it's not like it's, like, of, like, things are happening, you know? So, like, yeah. I was very confused why I dreamed about this. But it wasn't anything crazy, but we were at my, like, a house that I used to live in, like, in the living room. And you were, like, sitting on the couch. And I just was, like, there. Like, I don't know who else was there. It was, like, a group of people. But all I know, it was me, you, and the Little Rock security guard.
But there were other people there. It wasn't just the three.
Yeah, there was like other people there, like our friends. Like it wasn't like random people. Like it was like we were all hanging out. But I like those right. were the only three people that I like knew in my dream. Right. And then I just remember like you guys were like about to get engaged or something, and like I was, and I. And I was like,
in the living
oh my God,
room.
When's it gonna happen? Yeah, in the living room. Or like, no, like it was like coming in like weeks or something. And I was like, what if it happens right now? And I was like on the edge of my seat, like just I was sitting in the corner like a creep watching you guys the whole time, seeing if you were gonna get engaged. And then I woke up. Isn't that
oh
weird?
Oh my God. That's so strange.
I know. And it was like one of those dreams where I was like, this can't leave my mind. Like, I have to remember this one so I could tell you.
Right. I don't know if I said it on here, but his favorite song is My Boy Only Breaks His Favorite Toys. I don't remember if I've said that on here or not.
I don't know either, but.
If not, I feel like that's important to say.
Taste.
Also, if you are in Little Rock and you're coming to the Little Rock show, come to Brewski's on Friday for karaoke.
Yeah.
Because we'll be there and we're kind of treating it as our like pre-party. Situation.
Taylor Fest pre-party.
Yeah.
DM us
and
about
he'll be
that.
There. So if you are
if
curious.
If you want to be like me and be like a creep in the corner like waiting for an engagement.
You'll be face first in the lore right there. And like you will be witnessing it with your own eyes.
View.
Oh my God. It's.
Anyways.
I'm
kind of
scared.
Yeah.
I'm a little scared. Because it's been like, well, it's still very unserious, like hee hee ha ha, but like,
yeah.
This will be the first time like seeing him since he got my number, so like I'm scared.
Like there hasn't been like a lot of updates.
No,
you know, like there's not a lot to say. So this is going to be like the time when there's something to say.
Yeah, like he just like texts me every now and then, but it's like we've talked probably like 5 times since January.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah. Again, this is not going anywhere. Like, I need you guys all to know that this is actually not serious at all.
No, I think, like, I had a dream prediction. Like, I think you guys are going to get engaged.
Aspen, I think you knowing the details of the situation, we need to remind ourselves that
why'd
this is not a
dream?
Serious situation. I don't know.
Why'd
that
I have
is
that
very
dream?
Alarming.
I know. I woke up and I was like, what the heck? Okay, anyway.
So they killed
Let's
Cassandra
move on to our next
first
segment.
Cause she knew the worst.
Literally.
And tried to tell the town.
I'm like, you guys, I had a vision.
No, literally, you're actually Cassandra.
Yeah.
It's oh about my me. God. All right.
Okay, moving on to our next segment, Obsessive Little Me. What are you obsessed with right now?
Oh, my God. Well, obviously, the Tortured Poets Department.
Yeah.
Duh. I don't know. I got a lot of stuff done this weekend. I feel like I'm kind of in, like, a spring cleaning mode. Like, I'm staring at my desk, and I'm like, I need to, like, just throw everything away. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Organizing, Tortured Poets. I have been listening to Turnstile a lot while I work out.
Wow.
So that's, yeah. I was texting Kinder about it this morning because I was like, they kind of slated this album. She was like, no, I know.
I love that for you.
You know what? You're actually right. What else am I obsessed with? Oh, I've been making, for everyone who wants lunch ideas, I have some for you.
Give it to me.
So I've been making this hot honey pasta salad, and the dressing is basically like olive oil, spices, hot honey, lemon juice. And then I've been using a protein pasta in it, so there's protein. And then arugula and like halved or quartered cherry tomatoes, and then just like tossing it all together. And it's mozzarella pearls. Can't forget the mozzarella pearls.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And it's
so good.
It's so good. And it's like really refreshing. And like if you just let it come to room temperature, then like the olive oil
tosses. Yeah, that's summery.
And it's like really easy to make for like the whole week and then
pack.
So.
Oh, that sounds so good.
That's what I've been obsessed with lately.
Well, that's a good tip.
Yeah. Pasta salad.
Yum.
What about you?
I'm obsessed with one thing that's been living rent-free in my mind is all I can think about 24/7 is when Taylor says, but what if it is?
Oh, yeah.
In the Eras tour.
Yeah.
Like when she like screams it differently than the song. Like I haven't been able to think about anything else.
No, the whole Tortured Poets set is just insane.
It's
like,
so crazy.
It's so good. I'm trying not to watch like... So I watched the live, we'll talk about this later, but I watched the live first day of Paris because, like, obviously I'd watch the whole tour.
Yeah.
Because she changed so much. And then I'm trying not to watch it, like, except for the surprise songs. Like, I only tune in for surprise songs because I don't want to get, like, I'm not going to get tired of it, but I don't want to, like, watch it so many times before I see it in person.
And then
like,
before you see it. Yeah. You want to be like, surprised.
I want to forget. Like,
yeah, I understand that.
So.
That's how she would want it.
Yeah, like I just tuned for surprise songs, but that first day was crazy.
Yeah, that we'll talk about it, but that was shocking.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get into our burning questions.
Do you have anything
that you're mad about?
I was gonna say,
we forgot our mad woman.
We haven't done our sections
mad
in a while.
Mad woman segment. I know.
We haven't done our sections.
What are you mad about?
What am I mad about this week? Oh, I have a couple things, actually. First thing, at Target, I don't know if you're Target. Do you go to Target very often? I don't really know where you shop.
I don't, like, buy my groceries at Target, but I buy, like, home stuff there.
Okay, yeah, because the downtown Target's scary. It's just, like, a lot. What was I saying? Okay, Target. So at our suburban Targets, they have, like, changed the self-checkout lines, and you can only check out and self-checkout if you have 10 or less items.
What the heck?
And it's so annoying because they'll, like, stop you. There's not, like, a thing on the computer that will stop you, but, like, the person will stop you if they think you have more than 10 and you, like, can't use self-checkout. And it's so annoying because, like, Amber and I were talking about this morning, but, like, a lot of times you're more efficient than the bagger person. So, like, I can get through self-checkout so much faster. Or when the people bag your groceries for you, they, like, use so many bags. Like, I'm like, I can fit all of this into maybe two bags.
Oh, yeah. They put, like, two bags of chips in a plastic bag, and then they, like, go to the next one.
It's so irritating. It makes me so mad. Like, I just don't understand.
It's a waste.
It's so frustrating. There's something else. Oh, I hate when people drive under the speed limit. And that's something that I always hate, but like
it's always driving.
Like recently, it's just been really irritating, especially when you're in like the fast lane and you're going under the speed limit. Like, just get over that. Like, get into your space. Like, there's a spot for you, and there's a time and place for it, and you're in the wrong time and place.
But you need to go over there. Yeah,
it's very annoying. That's what I'm mad about this week. Thank you for asking. What about you?
Perfect.
Are you mad about anything this week?
No, I don't think I'm really mad about a lot this week. Like, I usually have, like, some specific things that I'm, like, so passionate about. And I don't really feel that, like, passionately mad about anything this week. But, like, stay tuned for the next few weeks.
Right.
because who knows what will come.
Right.
Okay, now to our burning questions. You guys can write in anonymously at the link in our bio, and we'll talk about it on the podcast. So this first person says, I have to hear your thoughts on Gracie's new song, Risk, and her upcoming album. It's so good. Also, the music video is so funny. It's,
like, I'm obsessed with that song. I love when Gracie does... I have a lot of thoughts here. I love when Gracie does like a rom-com-y song, and that's what this is.
Yeah.
It's so rom-com. And then also she put out, what is it called? What's the one called that we were like, oh my God, it's so book lover's code or whatever the fuck, better than movies coded, that she like would not put out.
Oh, her song?
Yeah.
Oh.
Why can't I think of the title?
I can't think of it either, but you guys know what we're talking
between
about.
Between them. He says he's new at this. That song.
Yeah.
There's holy ground beneath them and sparks fly when they kiss. That song. Anyway, she finally released it, but she released it on vinyl only. So, like, there's the vinyl with that song and Risk on it. And I'm like, okay, great, but when is it coming to streaming?
Yeah, like, maybe when the album comes out?
I fucking hope so, because if I don't get it on streaming, I'm going to be pissed.
Yeah.
But I'm really excited for this album because, like, Risk is the lead single. Like, if that's the lead single.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
It's going to be amazing.
I think it's going to be a good album. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
I think it comes out June 21st. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it will be.
I'll be so sad if I don't get to stream that song whenever I want. I'm going to be so sad. I love that song so much. Can't remember the name, but.
I feel like it'll have to be
soon. You guys know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Everyone knows. Yeah. If you don't know, just look it up.
I think we made a TikTok to it. When we did the Better Than the Movies episode, so.
Yeah. Okay, this question's for you.
Oh, God.
What's is the name of that fruit snack?
It better not be NASCAR, I swear to God.
No, it's not NASCAR. It's not NASCAR.
I need time, you guys. Whoever keeps writing about NASCAR, I just need time, I promise.
This person says, what's the name of that fruit snack you always talk about? I want to buy some, but I always forget the name.
Fruit Riot.
Sponsored by Kaya.
You can use their website to find a store locator near you for who carries it.
Amazing. Okay, this person says, what is your favorite heartbreaking song and lyric on Tortured Poets Department?
Oof.
Mine is Our Field of Dreams Engulfed in Fire from Love of My Life. The way she says it is so amazing. The breathiness, oh my God, I love it. So true. Ugh.
This is such a hard question. Do you have an answer?
I feel like my favorite, like, heartbreaking lyric is also from that song. I'm trying to, like, all I hear right now is the lyric that you just said in my brain. I'm trying to think where she says, I wish I could unrecall how we almost had it all.
Oh, yeah, that's crazy.
That's crazy.
That's a crazy thing to say.
That's crazy. But I think my favorite heartbreaking song is Along London.
Yeah. Huh. I think song-wise, sorry, I was thinking. I think song-wise,
no, think away.
I would say either So Long London, but that's like obvious. So I want to say something else.
Yeah.
Because you just said it.
Yeah.
I feel like maybe Peter.
Yeah.
Is
Peter's
up there.
Peter's so good.
For me. Yeah. Actually, no. I take that back. The Prophecy. Point blank.
Yeah.
Period. The Prophecy.
Yeah.
Every word, every lyric.
Exactly how I feel.
Every note. Exactly how I feel. So that's my answer.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. There's like another lyric. Oh, when she says, dancing phantoms on the terrace, are they secondhand embarrassed that I can't get out of bed because something counterfeits dead? Honestly, like every lyric of that song is so sad. And so
is that good. How did it end?
No, that's Love of My Life, or LOML.
God, I get them all so confused.
I know. There's so many, like, lyrics that you could, like, get tattooed on your body on this album that, like, you don't know what song they're from. They're just, like, little poetry.
I just saw a TikTok from the Paris Eras tour. I don't remember which night it was. might have been the first night. Anyway, it was this girl, and she was like, when you've memorized the words to 31 songs, but, like, you can't remember the titles of them. And so it was the first night. It was when she played Smallest Man Who Ever Lived during the set. And the girl was, like, freaking out. And you're like, what song is this? She was already singing along, but she wasn't processing which song it was. And then she realized, and she was like, yes! And it was so funny.
Yeah, no, I completely get that.
I know. It was so funny.
I know the words, but, like, I couldn't tell you what song I'm about to sing right now.
Yeah, like, it's hard. There's just so many. Yeah.
Okay. This person wrote in a long submission, which we love, because thank you for writing in. But I'm going to shorten it just a little bit because we have a lot to get through during this episode. But thank you for writing in. We still love you. They said, hi, I'm going to start off by saying I love the podcast and also prepare for the absolute essay you're about to read. First of all, I still cannot tell who's who, and I don't know why, because I've been listening for a while, but I'm curious who's who on the cover picture of the podcast. Okay, so I'm Aspen. I'm talking right now, reading the question, and what am I doing on the cover? My sunglasses?
You have...
I can't picture our cover right now.
Hang on, let me pull it up. I'm in the front, so I...
You have the microphone?
Kaya's on the right. Yeah, I think I have the microphone. And you have, Aspen is the one that was just talking, and she is on the left of the cover, pulling her sunglasses down. I am Kaya. I am on the right of the cover with the microphone in my hand.
Yeah. And you could also see us on TikTok. My TikTok is Aspen's Wildest Dreams, and Kaya's is Kaya Olson. So maybe you could put a face. I don't know if that would be helpful.
Yeah. Also, we really should start recording our podcasts in video format. I just need to figure out how to do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because, that would help everyone so much with that issue.
Yeah.
We'll work on that. I know we've been saying we'll work on that for a year, but I need to look into
we'll work on it a little bit more.
I need to figure out how people do the sound with the video, but they're still recording
and
how with their
podcast.
Yeah, like they're recording with their mics, but it's still... I don't know how that works. I need to look into it. Maybe I'll do that tonight.
Yeah, that's something that we'll look into, promise.
Yeah.
Okay, continuing on, they said, I randomly thought of this question, and I feel like you guys would like to debate it. If you could meet Taylor in one era, which would it be?
Oh, my God. Of that era, right? We're time traveling.
Yeah, meet her during one era. What would it be?
Oh, my God. What a hard question.
I think mine would be Fearless, because she wasn't as famous. So I feel like I could talk to her for longer. And now I just don't want to meet her at all. I'm too scared to meet her.
Okay.
And back then, I think I was young enough to not be so scared. And so I could just have a more normal conversation with her.
Okay. I hear you. I'm going to go with Reputation, only because I would want to go to a secret session.
Yeah.
So I would want Reputation secret session specifically.
Oh, my God.
Or 1989 secret session.
Of any album?
I take that back. I think 1989 secret session. I had friends at both of those secret sessions, which is disgusting. But
yeah. But that's a good question. If you could go to any secret session, which would you go to? I would go to Reputation for sure, because everyone was literally what is she doing? And no one knew what was coming.
Yeah. I would do 1989, but only because I know every detail of what happened that night because of my friend.
Yeah,
that
so
went.
You want to know what she wrote about.
They but I remember because my friend Liz went, and she told I've heard every detail from her, and they all went on the little shuttle bus together, all of the Swifties, and they had no idea where they were going, and then they showed up at the house, and it was just, it's so cute. And I 1989, it's
cute.
I mean, she did it for Red, but right, didn't she do secret sessions for Red? Yeah, she did, because there's that video of her playing it in front of the big group of Swifties on the floor.
I don't think it was at her house.
No, it wasn't the same.
But then 1989 is when she started doing it at her house, I think.
But then she only did 1989 and rep, and then
yeah.
So yeah. That's that answer.
Okay, continuing on. They said, please do another Hinge episode. I love
that.
Oh,
my God.
We definitely should do another.
Let me make sure. I need to update my – I don't think it's one of my prompts right now, but I'll change it so we have content.
Okay. Give us a few months.
So we have content.
Yeah.
Sorry to anyone on Hinge, but –
This person says, this is so random, but what are your predictions for Outer Banks season 4? Just went down a rabbit hole of rewatching.
Oh my God.
I'm curious. Okay, this is crazy because I am also rewatching.
I was almost, like, so I literally random. Almost rewatched the other day. Like, I almost clicked on it the other day. That's crazy. It's summer. Oh my God, that's why. Weird.
Yeah, probably. It like came into my mind the other day. I was like, I want to watch that so bad. I'm on season 2 now. Season 1, like, you forget how good it is. Like,
it's
season
so
1,
good.
They could have stopped there and like, it was so, like, the newest season I didn't like as much. Like, I felt like they were kind of dragging it out. Like, it was still good, but like, there's nothing like season 1. It's
season
so good.
One like literally altered the world, and like the way that it came out in the middle of COVID was just like perfect timing.
Yeah.
Because everyone was just stuck inside and made us all want to go to the beach so bad, and it like changed everyone's
perfect
like
cast.
Aesthetics. Oh, it was so
and
good.
It's like love story but also action, so like everyone likes it.
It's
so
the perfect
good.
Show.
Yeah, this is a reminder rewatch it.
To answer the question, doesn't season 2 end with them, like, going to find, like, a pirate thing?
Yeah, well, no. So season 3 is the newest
three?
One. And okay. Season 3 ended with they found the gold.
Yeah.
And now they're, like, rich.
It was, like, done.
And everything's, like, good. And they opened their – yeah, it, like, seemed like it was done. And then this, like, guy was, like, I have, like, I'm going to, like, get this wrong because I don't remember it. But he's, like, I have another, like, mystery
wasn't it
or something.
Blackbeard? Wasn't it literally like Blackbeard's pirate ship?
And he's like, can you help me with this? Yeah. So
I'm gonna eat
it's
that
gonna
up.
Be like them finding that.
Oh my God, I'm so excited. Also the fact that we'll finally get like Key and JJ together like in the new season is so exciting. Like, thank God.
Yeah.
I'm scared to see what they do with Rafe in season 4. Like
me too.
I'm fearful.
Like, this season could either be really good or it could be like you should have just stopped it when they found the gold. You know?
Aren't they filming again? I think they started.
I have no idea. Like, I haven't thought about this in so long, and then I started watching it, and I'm like, wait a second.
Yeah, I feel like Outer Banks and then The Summer I Turned Pretty are just, like, the perfect summer shows.
Yeah.
Obviously. But especially since we don't have new seasons this year. Also, look at Ellie right now.
Oh, my God. Ellie, hi. Everyone say hi, Ellie. She's trying to be part of the podcast.
Ellie hasn't eaten her breakfast yet, and it's 4:30 p.m., so I'm getting a little worried. I'm like, girl.
Okay, moving on. This person says, sorry for making this super long and random, but when I listen to the podcast, I feel like it's just catching up with friends, so I basically wrote this like that. And one last little moment to just freak out about the Tortured Poets Department, because I still cannot believe it exists, and I get to listen to it. Love you guys. Love you, too.
So true.
Thanks for writing in. Okay, this person says, I was listening to you guys talk about It Ends With Us being overrated, and I just had some thoughts to share. I definitely think that it is worth the hype personally because it just really was a great book to me. There are definitely better books out there, but I love the story and I can't pinpoint why. After this, though, it is making me curious how you feel about other book talk books, like If He Had Been With Me or A Thousand Boy Kisses. Just interested to know your thoughts. Also, I know you guys aren't big fans of Hoover in general, but have you read Verity? Granted, I'm not sure what makes you not like the book, so this may not matter, but it's like the least sexual of all of her books. I just felt like it had a good plot and lots of twists, and that just kept me interested the entire time. Overall, I just was wondering your thoughts and maybe some similar book recs, because I've really been interested in young adult lately. I don't like have a like opinion on Colleen Hoover. Like,
I just don't really like her writing style.
Books. You don't?
No.
Yeah.
I'm just not a fan. Like, I feel like Colleen Hoover, you either like her or you don't. Like, and I don't.
Yeah. Like, I read Verity and I loved that book. And Layla, I loved that book too. They're so scary. Like, I literally was like, could not sleep after reading those. But yeah, like, I wouldn't say I like was upset reading that, like, her books, but also, like, I just like, also, like, romance isn't always my favorite, so yeah, that's probably the reason that why I said I didn't love it.
Yeah, I'm just not, I'm more of an Emily Henry person writing style wise like, I'm just not, I'm not a Colleen Hoover person. I haven't heard of those other two though that they said.
Yeah, I think I've heard of If He Had Been With Me. I might have read that actually like a really long time ago. But my problem is, like, I read a book and then I don't remember anything that it's about.
Yeah, like, I like don't retain any information. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But I think we did an episode on books like a long time ago, maybe.
Yeah.
So you should like look into that episode if you want recommendations, because like I've read like 5 billion books and yeah. I like the only reason I'm saying that is because I can't think of a single book I've ever read right now off the top of my head.
No, I'm like I got nothing. Also, like
you should read
only do romance.
Okay, young adult romance, you should read I'm looking on my bookshelf. What is that? Oh, Love in Other Words.
Oh, yes. I need
that's
to read that
probably
one,
so. Like one of my favorites. Yeah, that's probably like my favorite like romancy young adult book.
Yeah. The problem right now is I have Kindle Unlimited, and so like I'm just reading all of the random ones on Kindle Unlimited, but like
yeah.
I still need to read Emily Henry's new one, and I just
yeah. Oh, you should read Every Summer After.
Oh, that one's
good. I loved
good.
Every Summer After. That book's so good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this person says, Kaya, you don't ever believe One Direction will get back together. I mean, I doubt it too, but like part of me still hopes there's a possibility, right? I don't know. I just really want a chance to live in that era.
Nervous laughter. The way you little were like, I'm like, I feel like they could get back together eventually. I just don't think it's going to happen for a really long time. Yeah. Also, it's making me feel really old that you're like, I want to live in that era, because I did live in that era. So that kind of makes me want to die. And also, I feel like now, because I don't know if you've seen this, Aspen, but Zayn is like back and he's coming out with a new album, and then he's doing a One Night Only in London in a couple of days. Like, I think, like, end of this week. So, like, he hasn't performed since – I'm pretty sure since he left One Direction. I could be wrong. But, like, damn. He gets really bad anxiety, and so, like, he doesn't like to perform, but he's performing again. And then he's doing, like, interviews again too, which he hasn't done in a really long time. And he had a really wholesome one on the Kelly Clarkson show, and he was, like, talking about his daughter and, like, how his daughter is like musically gifted, and it was so cute, and he was talking about how cool it is to like see her grow as a person. It was really wholesome. You should watch it. He also brought Kelly Clarkson honey from his bees that he has, because he owns a farm. Stop. And he lives in Pennsylvania. He literally lives in Pennsylvania and
oh
has
my
a farm.
God.
Like, I That's love that cute. So like I do think that they'll get back together, especially now that Zayn is like okay again.
Yeah,
and I feel like especially Louis's been commenting on his stuff a lot lately, but I just think that they're all in pretty good spots solo wise right now. Like, I don't think it's gonna happen for a while. Like, Harry's obviously doing great, Niall's in a really good spot, like and Zayn's like restarting his career right now. Like, I don't think it'll happen anytime soon. Yeah. I'm sure it'll happen eventually.
Interesting. Yeah,
not
good
anytime
to know
soon. That's my 2 cents. Thank you for asking.
Interesting. Yes.
Even though you made me feel old.
Thank you for telling us. Yeah. I don't know where I was during One Direction, but I was not. I don't know what I was doing.
Not present.
I was in high school. Just. Okay. This person says, top 10 Hannah Montana songs.
Oh, my God. 10?
10. Okay. Let me just try to name some off the top of my head.
I got to open up Spotify.
I Got Nerve was always my favorite.
Great choice.
Yeah. Rockstar.
Also, so I loved Rockstar.
He could be the one.
Oh my God. Yeah, you're so right.
If We Were a Movie.
Correct.
I'm trying to think of other Ordinary Girl.
Crazy.
No, I know. Like, I think I'm on 5. Ordinary Girl.
Let's Get Crazy. Did you
Let's
say that
Get
already?
Crazy. No, the one with the Jonas Brothers. What is that one?
Oh, yeah. Hold on. I was on the best of Hannah Montana.
Come on, guys. Tell me what we're doing. Hanging around. We could be all over the place.
What album was that? The third one?
Maybe the second?
I can't find it.
It's Friday, but there's nowhere to be.
Oh. No. What the fuck?
We got each other, and that's all we need. The rest is up to you and me. Isn't that weird how like your brain just like I haven't heard this song in 10 years.
To a club, the stars are lights and the moon is so bright.
What is this song called? We got the party with us.
Oh, yeah. I don't think the Jonas Brothers is that what it's called? On the album, though.
We got the party.
Let me just play it really quick on my headphones. Yeah. Tell me what we're doing.
What we're doing. Yeah. That song is so good.
The Jonas Brothers version just isn't on Spotify.
Okay.
So that's why I couldn't find it.
Yeah, I think that's those a are really my top. Good one. Off the top
What's
of my
your favorite
head?
Album from the Hannah Montana?
The first one. The first one is just like, it's iconic.
My favorite is the second one.
Yeah.
Hi, Ellie.
That's when like she was like really established and like
because the second one is We Got the Party, song. Nobody's Perfect, Make Some Noise, Rockstar, Old Blue Jeans, Life's What You Make It, One in a Million, Bigger Than Us, You and Me Together, and True Friend.
The first
The first album does slay. That one has Best with Worlds.
I don't know.
First album has Best with Worlds, Who Said, Just Like You, Pumping Up the Party, If We Were a Movie, I Got Nerve, The Other Side of Me, This Is the Life, Pop Princess, She's No You by Jesse McCartney, which is weirdly on here.
She's No You. Yeah, I remember that. It
was there's like the I do too, but like really random.
But like, yeah, that's why is that on the album?
Yeah, there's like a few songs on here that aren't by her. Which is weird. And then the third album, though, is It's All Right Here, Let's Do This, Mixed Up, He Could Be the One, Just a Girl, I Want to Know You with David Archuleta, Supergirl, Every Part of Me, Ice Cream Freeze, Let's Chill.
Oh my God, Ice Cream Freeze. I forgot about that song.
Don't Want to Be Torn, Let's Get
Crazy. Can you
do
the milkshake?
I Want to Know You. Let's Make This Last Forever, If We Were a Movie with Corbin Bleu. Like, the third one also really
slays. Wow. Yeah. Okay. It's hard. Oh my God. Like, what a time to be alive that was.
This makes me want to listen to Hannah Montana. If Hannah Montana ends up on my Spotify Wrapped, this question is why. Because now I just want to go
listen to Hannah Montana like a lot.
I know.
Well,
you
like
do.
Old Miley mostly, but.
Yeah, but like Hannah Montana, like that's the really.
Hannah
took
Montana
me back.
Meet Miley Cyrus album.
Oh, yeah. That was iconic. So...
Okay. This person says, I know I probably don't even have to write this in because you guys will talk about it anyway, but what the hell, Taylor? Now I have to go see the Eras Tour again.
Right.
Yeah. Same.
We'll get there.
Can someone start a GoFundMe for me? Or like for all of us?
I really want to go. I know we're going to talk about this in a second, but I really want to go to, is it Vancouver? That's in December. Because it's my birthday weekend.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like the end of the tour.
It's like one of the last days, huh?
That's like the last show is Vancouver, December 8th.
Wow. That's crazy.
Somebody just asked me about it this morning. That's the only reason I know that off the top of my head. But my birthday's December 3rd.
Imagine the end of the
like,
Eras Tour.
It's like right after my birthday.
That would be so fun.
I know. Anyway, all right.
I can't imagine the Eras Tour ending. Okay, so first we're going to talk about the Met really quickly. And just because that happened and we never talked about it. I'm going to tell you my favorite outfits because this is like, it's such a fun day. It's so like... feels like it's from a different planet and stupid, but like I love looking
at people's
outfits.
I won't lie to you, it felt really Hunger Games-y this year.
Yeah.
Like I was sitting there watching the live stream and I was like, this feels weird. Like I was like,
I know. I didn't even watch the live stream. I just like saw the outfits on Instagram and I was like, whoa.
I like had it playing while I was working and I just remember sitting there and I was like, this feels really wrong right now.
It is like Hunger Games. Like it's weird.
Yeah. Like, so I was like, this is a really weird time to be watching this, but okay. Anyway.
Yeah. Okay. Zendaya, I think, had the best outfits.
Yeah.
She
I just
love
when somebody
insane.
Does two outfits. Like it makes me so happy when someone has two.
And both the outfits were like there wasn't one that's better than the other. They were both perfect. She looked amazing. Yeah. She looked so good. Also, Tyla is the one that had, like, the sand dress.
Yeah, that was insane.
That was, like, one of the coolest things I've ever seen in my life. Like,
yeah,
she had a dress made out of sand, which was crazy.
It's also wild because, like, it makes you think about the people. Like, so many people change before the actual event because, like, you can't sit in that.
You can't, like, wear sand.
No,
she had to be like carried up the stairs.
Yeah,
did you see
on the live stream. On the live stream, a guy literally had to pick her up, move her up a couple stairs, and then put her back down, and it was so funny.
That's so funny.
It was hilarious.
Imagine being that person that's like your job is carrying them.
Like, okay.
Mindy, what is her name? Mindy Kate, Mindy
Kaling, Kaling,
Kaling, Kaling, Kaling.
Yeah.
Her dress was so cool. It looked like sand, kind of, like, and like flowers. It was like this tan, like, had all these crazy, I don't even know what to call it, pieces that came out of the dress. Yeah. It was so pretty. Gigi Hadid looked amazing. She looked so pretty.
I was worried at first, really cool, before they put on the extra overskirt. At first I was like, girl.
Oh, yeah.
And then they put the overskirt on and I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah. And it was cool because it had like a tux like at her like waistline. Yeah. It was like unbuttoned. It was cool. The like details.
Also, Taylor, as in, I think Taylor Russell, like Harry's girlfriend.
Oh,
Taylor.
Yeah.
She slayed. I think that was her first met, too, which is crazy.
Wow.
Her outfit was amazing. I loved her little, like, corset thing that she was wearing. That was, like, wood with flowers at the bottom.
Yeah.
I wish Harry was there, but it's fine.
Yeah. Yeah. I wonder why he didn't go.
He's probably riding his bike.
Yeah. He's busy.
He's busy.
Sabrina Carpenter, I loved her after-party look. Like, I wish that was, like, her Met look. Like, I liked her Met look, but, like, I was kind of, like, wanting more.
Yeah, you know? I agree. I think she went safe, but she also went, like, very literal Sleeping Beauty.
Yeah.
Like literal I get Sleeping Beauty.
Yeah, like, she followed the theme and everything, but, like, her stage looks are so cool.
Yeah.
That I was just, like, hoping that she did something crazy, you know?
Yeah, I agree.
But she still looked pretty, obviously.
Yeah, I think she just played it kind of safe.
Yeah. And then I hate to say this because she sucks, but Karlie Kloss's dress was so pretty. That was like one of my favorite dresses.
It's like the only time she's ever actually looked camp in the
it's
eye.
The only time I've looked at her and been like, yeah. Like it wasn't even anything crazy.
She
like it was
finally
just like, so
looked camp
my,
in the
like,
eye.
She finally did it.
The years later.
Life imitates art. yeah, it was just like pink and sparkly and like everything that I wanted in a dress, and I don't even know who designed it, but it was really cool.
Yeah, speaking of Karlie Kloss, what the fuck was Kim Kardashian wearing? Like, why did she have that stupid little Old Navy cardigan on top of her outfit?
Literally, why did she have that cardigan on?
Like, it was so stupid. I was like, you ruined your whole outfit with that goddamn cardigan.
She had like a really cool dress on.
Yeah.
Like, you could have put on like a little
fur. It was like she put
something.
On like a hoodie. Like,
yeah. I don't understand.
It was so weird.
But they
I was
always
like, you
do
ruined it.
Episodes of the Kardashians like
yeah.
about the Met. So I guess we'll find out.
I know North read her for filth for that one. There's no way North is like, yeah, that sweater slays. Like she definitely was like, what the fuck are you wearing?
Yeah, she's literally like, why'd you put that? Like, are you cold? Like,
no, literally like, and it literally looks like an Old Navy cardigan. Like it could have easily been the Tortured Poets Department cardigan from the Taylor store.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, I wish she would have done that. That would have been
gray cardigan.
That would have been looking camp in the eye. Okay. Any other Met thoughts? That's kind of all I had.
That's pretty much all
Sarah
I had.
Sarah Jessica
too.
Parker looked amazing.
Oh, actually, I do want to say I also didn't love Gracie Abrams' outfit.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it was just really weird.
Yeah.
And, like, boring.
Yeah. Like, I just love when people do something, like, crazy, you know?
Yeah.
And not like, a cardigan. Like,
yeah,
flowers.
It was, yeah. I was hoping for more from her, too. But
yeah.
Anyway.
Okay, moving on to what we all have been waiting for, the Eras Tour Paris. So, I'm just going to go through, like, a timeline of events.
Yeah.
Paris night one, she had all new outfits except for Rep.
Right.
And nothing, like, I would say the two, like, most notable are, I loved the new red shirt that said this is not Taylor's version. I thought that was so clever and funny and, like, perfect. And also I loved the 1989 mismatched outfit and the mismatched shoes. I thought it was cute, and I know people
really
don't like it, but I liked it.
I really liked it at the beginning because I was like, oh my god, this is so, I like how all the new outfits are like literally like biblically accurate versions of the past outfits.
What?
Like
Fearless one too.
The Fearless one was so good. That's like my new favorite Fearless outfit, I think. But I, like, really liked the 1989 one from afar because I was like, oh, my God, skater skirt. Like, this is so actual 1989 era. And then I saw it up close. And then I saw the lion on her chest. And
oh my God, I forgot about the lion.
The weird cutouts. Like, I don't know why all of her new outfits have like the, like her neckline is like the, it's almost like a halter neck.
Yeah, like cutouts on her. Yeah.
It's so odd.
Her chest.
Like, I don't know why she like really leaned into the halter. Yeah, the line of it all is really fucking weird.
Why'd she have that lion?
I don't know. Like, if the lion wasn't there, I think I would like it still. Well, I liked the first one. I don't like the new ones after that. But because some of the color combinations got a little crazy.
The lion?
Yeah.
What the heck?
That's what's so strange.
Okay, maybe like, I just like the shoes. The line of it all is
so weird. See, I also don't like the shoes because I'm like, did we really need to do that? Like, it just feels like a lot, you know?
Yeah.
I love the style of the skirt, though. Like, I kind of wish it was, like
it's
the
so
same,
1989.
The same old 1989 outfits, but with the new skirt. Like, I do love the skater skirt because it is so 1989 coded, but, like, there's a lot going on. Like, today, because we're recording the last night of tour, and today she wore the Chiefs colors, so she wore red and yellow, which, like, slay, because Travis was there, but also, like...
Yeah.
And the purple and green combo, or no, purple and orange combo. I'm like,
I didn't see that one.
I think that was yesterday's, like Saturday.
I like the first one because it looked like a mermaid.
Yeah, the first one's like pink and blue, love. After that, I was like, what are we doing?
Yeah, the Chiefs, like, I get it.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah.
Yeah.
I would say my favorite part is the mismatched shoes, but the lion, when I saw the lion... I was like, this is, why is this happening? Like, what is the purpose of this, you know?
The lion is too much.
Yeah. It, like, I don't even think that's, like, an Easter egg to anything. I think that's just literally just, like, what is the lion? Like, it's just a lion on her outfit.
It does remind me of that day that she was wearing the Gucci ring, the lion Gucci ring.
Yeah, and it reminds me of the Reputation Vault, like, music video.
I did
from
see
Look
somebody.
What You Made Me Do, or, yeah.
I saw
that
was
my first thought, but then
was
I was like, this is
Easter
too,
egg.
Like, there's no point. Like, it's not.
But also, like,
you know, like, I just, some things aren't Easter eggs, and, like, this just isn't one.
And also, we know that Rep is coming next. Like, at this point, it's not even
like
an Easter egg anymore.
Like, we don't need the lion during 1989, and, like, it would have been a snake, you know? Like, it's just, it's just her stylist doing something weird.
It is going to be really interesting when Rep does come out, though, because, like, that'll be the only time that the Rep outfit changes.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
I love the Rep outfit.
Yeah.
I love it so much. Okay. So she changed the set list. So now it goes Lover, Fearless, Red, Rep, Folklore and Evermore combined, 1989, Tortured Poets Department, Surprise Songs, and Midnights. And she removed The Archer, Long Live, The One, The Last Great American Dynasty, and Tis the Damn Season. Which, like...
And Tolerate It.
Is crazy. Oh, yeah. And Tolerate It. But that's crazy that those are the only songs. Like, it feels like she would have had to remove so much more to fit those songs. But, like, yeah, it's crazy.
It is crazy. I wish she – I mean, you already know my opinions here, but I – she didn't touch Red.
She loves Red.
I cannot believe – yeah, she loves Red. She didn't touch Red. So happy that she didn't touch 1989. Thank God. I wish that she had – cut Enchanted and left Long Live. Like,
wow.
I mean, it's Long Live.
I wish she would have cut something else and left Long Live. Like, I wish she would have taken something from another era and left Long Live. Because, like, why the heck does she hate Speak Now? Like, why
Speak
Now, like, one song? Like, it literally doesn't make sense.
It's so weird. But, like, yeah, I wish that if she was going to leave it at just one Speak Now song, I wish it was Long Live. And I feel really bad because there's so many people that bought tickets to the Eras Tour this year that saw it before Long Live was on the set list. And they bought tickets because they wanted to see Long Live. And now Long Live is no longer on the set list.
Yeah.
And it makes me sad.
You know what? They can
also
sell me their tickets.
Real. Also, it's crazy because does that mean that all of those songs that got cut are available as surprise songs?
Oh, my God. I never thought about that.
But, like, also with Peace and Love, if she sits down at that piano and she starts playing The One, I'm going to be pissed off. Like, I don't.
That's
unless it's Long
crazy.
Live.
I never thought about that.
Yeah. No, I, like, she could play any of those, which is so wild.
I wonder if she would.
I feel like Long Live probably. I don't know.
Yeah, Long Live.
Maybe at the end of tour or whatever, she'll play Long Live.
Yeah. But yeah, okay, so then she added the Tortured Poets Department, and she said she started planning it 9 months ago, which is
to do the math,
crazy.
Last August.
And then she worked on it for the 2 months that she had off, and now they're performing it. So the fact that they pulled that together is crazy, but it's also crazy because she was writing about experiences that she was having on this tour, and now she's performing those songs on this tour. It's like, I can't process. Yeah. But the Tortured Poets Department set is But Daddy I Love Him, So High School, Who's Afraid of Little Old Me, Down Bad, Fortnite, The Smallest Man Who Ever Lived, and I Can Do It with a Broken Heart.
Which is so – okay, so the night before the tour this week, I redid my surprise song list because I was like, there's new songs to be added. So I cut a few of the ones that I had on there and like used Tortured Poets. But I kept my like – top section of just like the songs that I really 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 want to see, and then I did like my buy album list too. So I literally on my list had The Prophecy and The Bolter up in like my top five list of songs that I like really wanted to see, and then down in my album by album section I literally had The Smallest Man Who Ever Lived, I Can Do It with a Broken Heart, and hold on, what was my third one that I had on there? Who's Afraid of Little Old Me. And I was watching the live stream and she did three out of the five songs that I really wanted to hear live in the set, and I was like, thank God.
That's crazy.
No, I know. It's literally crazy. Thank God. Every time she started another one, like she started Who's Afraid of Little Old Me, and I was like, oh my God. And then when she did The Smallest Man Who Ever Lived, I was like, ah.
Yeah.
I was shocked. I didn't think that she was gonna do that. And also in my reaction video, I can post it on TikTok on the podcast account, but in my reaction video, I literally am like, oh, is she going to skip to the bridge or is she going to do the whole song? And then she skips to the bridge. And I was like, oh, my God, I knew it. And then I knew she was going to close that section with I Can Do It with a Broken Heart because, like, duh.
Yeah.
So I knew that one was coming. But I – yeah. So I really was won, like – thank God.
Yeah, no joke. The songs that shocked me were the So High School, like, little
– yeah, that was clip. Insane.
Like, I was not expecting that at all. And then – But Daddy, I Love Him, I was shocked that she started with that. And then also, I knew she was going to do, like, I had a feeling she was going to do, like, something sad and then go into I Can Do It with a Broken Heart.
Yeah.
But I did not expect it to be The Smallest Man Who Ever Lived. Like, it's I thought perfect. It was going to be, like, Down Bad or something.
First of all, when she opened with But Daddy, I Love Him, I was like, damn. Because I was like, she's going to open with, like, Tortured Poets Department or something.
Yeah.
No. Or, like, obsessed. Fortnite. I thought it was going to be Fortnite that she opened with.
Yeah.
And when it was that, I was like, holy shit. The production of Smallest Man Who Ever Lived is the craziest thing in the entire world. Like, the way that
drums.
She's literally walking with a drum line into battle, and they all slowly get killed off. And then the lights change every time she gets shot. And so it turns to red as she's getting shot. And then she literally dies. Like, she literally dies.
Yep. Yep.
And then she
And then
does,
they wake her up and say, get up.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. It's perfect. It's so good.
It's so good.
I can't wait to scream it at the Eras Tour. I'm so excited.
It's crazy. Also, I think my favorite part of it is Who's Afraid of Little Old Me. Like,
yeah.
Her levitating is the craziest thing I've ever seen. And when she, like, arches her back and then, like, she screams.
And the little Roomba moves.
Yeah. Yeah. I, like, don't even have words to explain, like, what that does to me. But, like, when I first saw that, I was like, this is not Taylor Swift. Like, this is crazy.
Also, every time I watch a video from the tour, I get really, really scared because for New Orleans, Emma and I are on, like, front left diamond.
Oh, my God.
Like, first or second row of the diamond, oh in the front of the diamond. And every time I watch a video, I'm like.
Yeah. Like,
she's going to be terrified. Yelling at me.
She's literally going to be like, you should be looking
literally,
dead in the eye.
I'm going to be so scared.
No, like, this set is one of the best parts of the tour. And I can't stop thinking about it. I think about it constantly. I think about it when I wake up and I think about it when I go to bed. And it's crazy.
Like, I think it might be one of the best sets she's ever done.
Yeah. The alien down bad where it's
insane.
Like a single spotlight, like beaming her up and then it's gone. It like flies away. Like,
also the way that like she set up the set to tell the story. Like, it's literally the perfect little snippet of the album.
Yep.
Because, like, front to end, like, the way that she ordered the set is insane. Like, she's starting off with being like, I love him, so high school. Yeah. And then she's down bad. And then, like, it literally just, like, it tells the story. And then so it's perfectly.
Like, yeah, that's so true. And then she's like, it's like a whole, like, theatrical, like, play.
Yeah. Because her other
sets are like that.
She's still down bad. Then it's Fortnite, right? Isn't Fortnite after Down Bad?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the smallest man who ever lived.
Smallest man who ever lived, she dies because she's so heartbroken. And then it's I Can Do It With a Broken Heart. Like, it's like the perfect little set. And they say you have to
keep going.
Yeah.
And her little acting is so cute.
It's so cute. Oh my God.
It's so good.
It's perfect. It's so good. No notes. No notes at all.
No. Okay. And then the surprise songs that she played were Paris and LOML.
For the first time. Which, like,
Paris we all knew was coming.
Yeah.
But, yeah. And then the second night she played Is It Over Now and Out of the Woods in the middle of it. And then My Boy Only Breaks His Favorite Toys, which...
insane.
Yeah, so good. Yeah. I need that acoustic on Spotify. I was going to say, the
My Boy Only Breaks His Favorite Toys sad version is crazy.
Yeah, I need that. I need that. That's all I have to say.
Yeah.
Night three, she played Hey Steven and Maroon, which, like, okay, slay.
It was crazy, hey though, because she played Hey Steven that exact same day last year.
I wonder if there's, like personal significance with that song on that day or something.
When she said Fearless, and she said one of her favorite songs on Fearless, which I think is so interesting. But when she said Fearless, I was like, oh, my God, we're finally going to get The Way I Loved You. Where is The Way I Loved You? Like, why is she not playing that song yet? Why does she,
hate that song? Yeah, I don't know.
Why does she hate, that's, the crowd favorite of Fearless usually. Like, where is it? What could she possibly be waiting for at this point? How has she not played it? It's been a year.
I have no idea. It's very strange.
It's so crazy. 87 shows and she's never played The Way I Loved You.
Yeah.
But she played Hey Steven twice.
on the same day. A little bit confusing.
It's so weird.
And then the fourth night, which is the day that we're recording this, Travis was there. She blew him 800 kisses and she wore her Chiefs outfit. And then she played The Alchemy mixed with Treacherous and then Begin Again in Paris. So good.
But not even the whole part of Paris. Literally just the I'm so in love part of Paris. Sickening.
So good.
They're just so happy. They're just so happy.
Yeah, they really are. She knew exactly where he was sitting. Like, it was really cute.
Yeah. They're just, they're so happy and so in love, and it makes me sick.
It's so cute.
I also just love Treacherous so much. Like, that was really scary for me. I love that
was song. Like, I would have never thought she was going to put Treacherous in there.
But. Yeah, that's my, I think, probably one of my favorite songs from Red, if not my favorite song from Red.
Yeah, it's such a good song.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, should we do our draft?
Yeah, let's get this going.
Okay, so we drafted it before. Yes, literally. We drafted it before. If you guys want to hear, the songs that we drafted, without hearing them, you can listen to that episode. But now we're going to draft the whole entire 31 songs. Okay, you can start.
Okay, my first pick is The Smallest Man Who Ever Lived.
Okay, perfect.
Which is great because I mine is
So Long London.
Right. Okay. My next pick is Who's Afraid of Little Old Me?
Perfect. Mine is The Manuscript.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay, my next one is I Can Do It With a Broken Heart.
Perfect. Mine is My Boy Only Breaks His Favorite Toys.
Sly. Good choice.
Thank you.
My next one is... this is so scary.
I know.
My next one is The Bolter.
Perfect. Mine is... let me pull something from the last half of the album. How Did It End?
That's a really good one. My next one is The Prophecy. Obviously.
Love. Mine is Peter.
I was like, well, that's my top however many songs from the album. So now I have to really think about it. I know. At least
we have different tastes, so it's fine.
No, I know. It does work out really well for us. Okay. My next one is Cassandra.
Okay. Mine is, wow, this is hard.
I know, now it's getting a little scary. I'm scared you're going to take the one that I was going to pick next.
Mine's Fortnite.
Okay. Thank God. my next one is the black dog.
Perfect.
That's what I was scared you were going to take.
No, you got it. You got it. mine is so high school.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one. Oh my God, down bad. I went down bad. Did we not do down bad
yet?
Oh,
yeah, yeah, yeah. No.
Yeah, I went down bad.
It's all yours. I want... I want fresh out the slammer.
That was my what I was gonna say, and then I realized that no one had taken down bad yet, and I was like, oh my God,
I love fresh out the slammer.
I know, that one's so good. That was a really good pick. My next one's Clarabelle.
Love. Mine is, oh God, this is hard. Chloe or Sam or Sophia or Marcus.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that one. Oh my God. Okay. Fuck. I look in people's windows.
Wow. We really like are leading towards the second half of the album.
Yeah, I'm just down there now. Like I'm just looking at that section.
Yeah. Right now. I'm gonna go. Guilty as sin.
Mm-hmm. The albatross.
I knew that was coming.
Me taking every single bonus track. Like,
yeah, literally.
I love those songs.
I'm going to say L-O-M-L.
Okay, what are we at right now? What do we have left?
We have the Tortured Poets Department, But Daddy, I Love Him, Florida, The Alchemy, I'm Gonna Get You Back, I Hate It Here, Thank You, Amy, Robin.
Oh my God. Okay. I'm gonna take Florida.
Love. I'm gonna take The Alchemy.
Okay.
The Alchemy.
Okay. So we've got, I'm gonna get you back.
Okay. I'll do But Daddy, I Love Him.
Yeah, I fear I would have never picked that one, unfortunately. I do really like it, but that wouldn't have been like one of one. Like I wouldn't have chosen it for myself. So we've got Tortured Poets Department.
Robin. I Can Fix Him. No, Really, I Can.
I Can Fix Him.
Thank You, Amy. I Hate It Here.
Oh, Robin. I'm gonna say Thank You, Amy.
I'm gonna take the Tortured Poets Department.
It's a good one.
You left your typewriter at my apartment.
I'm gonna take I Can Fix Him. No, Really, I Can.
I haven't really been able to get into this one. I don't know why.
Yeah, it's
like I think it might be my least favorite on the album.
Like that's why
I don't like it because it's Taylor Swift, obviously. But
I
like
mean, you can tell where we're at with what's left. I
mean, yeah, yeah. We have I Hate It Here, Robin. I think that's it. Yeah. God, these songs both make me extremely sad.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go Robin.
Okay.
It's just so cute.
Then I Hate It Here.
I Hate It Here.
Yeah.
I Hate It Here, so I Will Go Too. Okay. Do you want to hear what we have?
Yeah.
Okay. Your picks are Down Bad, Florida, Who's Afraid of Little Old Me, I Can Fix Him, No Really I Can, I Can Do It With a Broken Heart, The Smallest Man Who Ever Lived, Clarabelle, The Black Dog, I'm Gonna Get You Back, The Albatross, I Hate It Here, Thank You, Amy, I Look in People's Windows, The Prophecy, Cassandra, The Bolter.
I feel very solid about that list because that's pretty much what I listen to.
That's a good list.
Yeah.
Mine is Fortnite, The Tortured Poets Department, My Boy Only Breaks His Favorite Toys, So Long London, But Daddy I Love Him, Fresh Out the Slammer, Guilty as Sin, LOML, The Alchemy, Chloe or Sam or Sophia or Marcus, So High School, Peter, Robin, The Manuscript.
Nice. Whew.
Oh, I feel good.
So for those of you who can't tell us apart, Aspen's list was the second list and my list was the first list.
Yeah.
For reference.
So. Yep.
Whose list are you picking? I'm going to put a poll on Spotify when I upload the episode.
Yeah, whose side are you on?
Whose album are you choosing?
That's actually crazy. We should definitely... I would love to hear what people think. Like, write in if you have strong thoughts of whose side.
Yeah. Whose we should post an Instagram story, with. Too, with, like, the poll sticker.
Yeah, definitely. But that's our pop culture update. I hope you guys enjoyed it, and we're happy to be back. Sorry we skipped a week again. And also, today is Mother's Day, so happily Mother's Day to everyone late when you're listening to this. But happy Mother's Day to my mom, because I know you're listening.
Yeah, same. Happy Mother's Day, Mom.
Happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there. And I hope you guys have the best week ever. And yeah, write in anonymously at the link in our bio. Rate us 5 stars. DM us. We love you. Come to Taylor Fest. And that's all. That's
all she wrote. Vote on our poll.
And most importantly, vote on that poll.
And if you listen on Spotify, scroll down on the page that you're on right now so you can vote on our
poll. Yeah, and vote.
For which album you prefer.
Yes. Okay, we love you guys so much. Have a great week. Goodbye.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.